From the News Center, a news focus.
Robin Oberdorf is 4-H educator from Montour County, and as we head towards 4-H Week in Pennsylvania, she brings us a quick look at the more than 100-year-old organization and what it can do for your kids. She manages the clubs and various 4-H events that happen throughout the year. She joined as a club member in 1979, but took her current post just over 2 years ago.
4-H provides a lot of public speaking opportunities and a lot of opportunities for kids to come out of their shell in a safe place where they can do things that they like, things that they're excited about, but then at the same time learn a lesson about public speaking, showing in front of a judge, and just learning how to just put themselves out there. It is a club setting for youth to learn citizenship and be part of the community, for them to work towards careers in the future, learn life skills and skills towards their future careers. Many 4-H'ers will go on to careers that pertain to things that they learned in 4-H. A lot of the agricultural kids will move into agricultural careers. The environmental science kids will move into environmental science careers. My son moved into a culinary career because of things that he learned in 4-H. That's where he got the love of culinary.
If you want more information,
if people are interested in 4-H, they can look up Pennsylvania 4-H on the internet, and it'll guide you to your county. It'll give you a place where you can choose your county and you can find out about the 4-H program in your county. If you're interested in Montour County 4-H, my email is rdo5083@psu.edu, and you can email me and I can give you all sorts of information about different clubs and different opportunities.
You can also hear from club members on the WPGM Community Forum. That's coming up tomorrow after the 5 p.m. news. With the WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.